Blog Talk Radio.
Beyond an eternal being full of hope, set out on an adventure. Innocent of the dangers of the universe, this being, this adventurer, some say, this fool, set off on her journey. Bravely moving onward, this adventurer came to a conclusion that for progress to occur on this journey, this fool must gather certain tools and must master certain skills. She gathers all of the necessary tools, the chalice, the pentacle, the sword, the wand, and begins to engage in the manipulation of the elements. The brave, innocent fool is now a magician. The skilled magician moves onward. The magician realizes that, yes, mastery of the world around her is important. But behold, there are worlds out there, worlds within worlds, the worlds of secret intuitive wisdom. The magician wishes to understand this wisdom. She then comes across two beautiful pillars. One is of logic, the other one is of spirit. And between them sits the high priestess. She learns the secret intuitive wisdom of the high priestess and moves onward. She understands now that the answers may be found by taking a step towards the distant horizon and becoming her own, your own oracle. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Main Street Universe, a special Sunday night edition of Walking on the Sidewalk on the Horizon Oracle with myself and Kevin Baird. We'll be right back to all of the readings, I promise. Chat room, we got a whole bunch of callers here. There'll be a brief song here, Fury Dance by Tom Teasley. Sometimes this gentleman has the privilege of being a hand drummer for the State Department traveling the world. All right, this one is Fury Dance, and we'll be right back.
Hello? Hello, everybody. I am Kevin Baird, psychic medium, and I am the creator of the Horizon Oracle deck. And I've been reading the tarot for about 15 years, and then professionally probably around 7 or so, and got to a point to where I saw additional information and images that came through when I was reading with the regular Rider-Waite tarot deck. So I took a year and started writing down all of those images and drawing them into pictures, story pictures that make up the Horizon Oracle, and that you can go and see the images by going to templeofgaia.com or just Googling psychic medium Kevin Baird and then finding Temple of Gaia that way. And then you can click on the Horizon Oracle right there. There's a little line drawing of an individual looking at the background or the horizon. And then click on that, and then you'll see a list of the images that are there. And I want to say hello to my friend Elizabeth Rose that's in the chat room. She and I have known each other for some time. Hello, how are you, Emmy? How are you doing out there? We're trying to... Good, good. Okay. So, I'm going to go ahead and put www.templeofgosh. And here's my website, templeofgaia.com, for those people who don't know how to spell Gaia. And we're trying to get the call queue up right now. That's what Daniel is off taking care of. So I'm primarily working with the people that are in the chat room. So you guys who are on the line right there, hang in there, and that we will be with you here shortly. There's a bunch of you that are lined up. And we've been having some problems with the call queue. So just hang in there, on there kind of thing. Okay, so I'm going to just draw two cards straight away, and the first two, and then we'll slide into doing readings for other folks here. The first two is the 316 card, and the title for this card is Rising Sun, and it is a sort of like a message or a thing to watch for or information that's going to be coming from the east, places to where the sun rises. You know, we're looking to the east. So if you're in California, that's talking about things all the way reaching from where you are in California on over to the east coast, South Carolina, New York, that kind of thing. And then the next card that's facing away from us here while I'm talking about this is the 843 card, and it's titled Risk. And it shows someone who is a beekeeper handling bees to cultivate things. Part of the reason why beekeepers cultivate bees is because one is to raise the honey, and the other is to pollinate the areas. You know, get flowers pollinated and trees blooming and flowers blooming and that kind of stuff. So these two cards working together are saying that there's something that's connected to the east, and it's associated with risk. So I get this as a message about what's been going on in the northeast with where, you know, Sandy hit, and there's a lot of cleanup, a lot of help that people are needing to get, you know, themselves back on their feet again. So there are some of you that are out there, both listening in the call queue and here in the chat room, who have connections back to that New York, New Jersey area, and this is a message that you might want to consider giving those people a call or going and helping them to see if there's some, you know, something that you can go and volunteer to do, or if someone calls you and says, hey, I need help with this kind of stuff. And I'm looking at Emerald talking in the queue, and she's saying that she was there on Tuesday, and that's fantastic. And then back this Wednesday kind of thing. So, Emerald, this could be a message for you about just working through that, and that I'm validating this thing that had happened for you, and that this is a good thing to sort of like go with, proceed with, that kind of thing. So I'm not sure where Daniel is out there, waiting for him to find out what's going on in the call queue kind of thing. But I'll continue. That for you, Emerald, I'm also looking at the 215 card, 215, and the title for this card is Permission. And it talks about you receiving a diploma, certificate, licensing, authorization or something for you to go and keep doing this. Daniel, are you there?
I am there, Kevin. We had a slight... Okay. It was funny. The list of callers did a funny thing, and then my mic went off. It looks like everything's back to normal now. I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. They've been waiting a pretty long time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and take them. Hello, 404. Are you there?
Area code?
Area code 404.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you? Off
to
some slow technical things, but I think we got the ball rolling, folks. And are you looking for a general reading or a specific question?
I guess a general reading.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and start this one off using the Horizon Oracle. What I'm going to do is gently shuffle the cards, and I want you to tell me when to stop. Count down from like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then stop.
Okay.
And now I'm going to divide it into three piles, as is my traditional way of doing this. And I want you to pick from pile 1, pile 2, and pile 3.
Pile 2.
Pile 2. Pile 1 or pile 3?
Pile 2.
You picked 2 already. Pile 1 or 3 are your two options.
Pile 3. I'm sorry.
Quite all right. And we know what the final answer is. I know I couldn't resist saying that. Okay.
And can we get your name? What's your name?
Anyway, it's the first card is my original address, 440. And it's burdens. And it's a picture of someone, a stick figure, carrying around a whole bunch of extra things from the past. And it looks to me, or it feels to me, as if it could be time to sort of let them go. Or perhaps they're taking them to dump them off somewhere. But either way, it's time to let this go. And in fact, the other thing is the next card is the Begin card. And when I see Begin, and it's associated with the time 118, and it's, but it's in a reverse position. So I think this is others seeing you. Maybe even you're getting advice from others. Some people are telling you kind of what I just told you here. It's time to start something new and get rid of some. I'm getting some old, you know, stuff, some old baggage, old problems, and that you deserve to be seen in the proper light. And the next card is the Advertising card. And in this deck, it's associated with the time 11:55. And Advertising, I see, it's you're showing yourself properly to the world and letting go of this as a general message from the universe and not a specific question, and showing, okay, this is, I deserve to be seen in the proper light, and I can't let these old past burdens bring me down, because the first card is you're being dragged down by these things. And the second one is saying that it's time for others to see you begin. Maybe there's advice coming to you on this as well. And this is for you to show your talents and your skills, something that you're good at. I sometimes say in the realm of take up a new interesting a hobby you've always been interesting to, and show not just yourself, or not just the world, but as well yourself, hey, you know, I'm not going to let this thing sort of keep me back, these burdens from the past. And Kevin, any thoughts on that, or on those three cards, burdens, begin, reverse, and advertising upright? Burdens was upright as well, 440.
So burdens and...
Burdens, upright, begin, reversed, and advertising upright.
Yeah, so it's burden is something that she's got to get rid of, or that she's trying to bring some past, the past with her. The box,
yeah, dragging it along, and it's time to, I think, let it go.
The boxes are things that you want to hold on to. The what's contained within the boxes are the things that you want to hold on to, memories, issues, things that you feel like you need to have closure still about, and you only got room for like a handful of others, and you know it's slowing you down. You're not able to proceed. And then the card that's facing away from you was the advertising, was it? Or
yeah, the card facing away was begin.
Yeah,
the advertising is upright and normal, and is the final one.
The begin card was about you starting something, like now is the time to start this thing. Like if you get invited to do something, then
and that's what I was saying. Others inviting you or giving you advice to begin something new. So I think we're on the same path here with this.
Yeah.
And then advertising is you showing yourself and the world that you can do it, is how I interpreted this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Having confidence to show with love what you deserve. Some new thing. It could be a new passion, like a new project or a new thing you've been interested in. I sometimes say it could be a new anything, like you always wanted to do yoga, whatever. But something that helps to make you feel like you always wanted to play an instrument. Something to put you in a right state of mind.
Okay. Yeah, because lately I've been looking for guidance because I've been, like, confused. Because I think the burden is, like, my ex-boyfriend, because I broke up with him so many times. But then I was just going to just try to make it work this time, and... yeah, I think that's what that is.
And, you know,
and
revolve.
Right now,
it's natural. Go ahead, please.
I'm currently in school. Yeah, my master's, so.
That's great. That's exactly what we were talking about. It's definitely saying doing your new project. So it sounds like where you are now. How about we draw another card for sort of a conclusion or a future card? It sounds like we've done a great reading as far as for you, and it sounds like you're doing the right thing as far as what's going on right now. So now I'll pick from pile 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. Pick from pile 1, 2, or 3. Are you still there? Oh, she hung up.
Okay.
Or we lost signal. Oh, it was going so well. Well, if she calls back, that's fine. It was a 404 number.
She can
number.
Listen to it in archive. She can go
listen
back
to it
in the
archive. It sounded like it was fitting nicely. And then I was about to just draw a quick conclusion card and wrap it up. And I think she's, honestly, by the way, even in her voice, I call the cards, Kevin, and I think you might agree, little mirrors that reflect what your higher self sort of already knows. But they can be great reminders, you know, sort of communication with spirit. And she seemed like her mind was kind of already right. And then she goes, well, I'm going back to school, and people were telling me to do that, and da-da-da, and it seemed like it was all fitting in nicely, A, with the reading, and B, with just herself. She seemed to be on the right track. So, in fact, I drew one myself in her absence. It's the leading card. Would you like to describe the leading card briefly, Kevin?
The leading card is about her taking ownership of something that no one else knows what to make a decision about.
Yep.
And just leading the way.
I see a strong, listen to this in the archives, 404, and it seems very positive. And you kind of seem like you had your head in the right place, but release those burdens. And in the card, it looks perfect because it's someone dragging along too many. And you know kind of what to do. But it was good for you to get this confirmation from us tonight, and it seemed to fit nicely. And Kevin, I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller.
Okay.
609. Are you there, 609?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for calling Sunday Night Edition of Walking on the Sidewalk,
a
show
you.
On the Main Street Universe Network. And would you like a general reading or
a general.
Specific question?
A general.
Okay. I'll go ahead and take this one again, Kevin.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and shuffle. So, tell me when to stop shuffling. I'm shuffling.
You can stop.
Okay. Now I'm going to divide it into three decks. Three different piles, the deck into three piles. Pick from pile one, pile two, or pile three?
Two.
Pile two. All right. Now, pile one or three?
One.
We know what the other one will be. So, the first card, and it's in the reversed position, is the mountains card. Looking out to the mountains. Before I get to the explanation, I'll go ahead and say what the other two cards are. And this one is facing away from me. The second one, again, was the advertising card. And then the one
it's
after
funny that.
That
came back.
Yes, it came back again, and I shuffled very thoroughly. And the next one, Kevin, and this is one of Kevin's more elaborate ones, and is the 610 card, and that's days. So it's the mountain, advertising, and days. So the mountain is showing me in the near past, and it's viewing others, something associated with the north. I also sometimes, with this deck, apply some other things to it. Kevin may or may not, as Kevin is one of my teachers in the metaphysical world and has been before. And he has his own way and I have mine. I also associate it, that could also mean different elemental wisdoms. It could also mean very specifically someone from the north. But we'll move on. That means wisdom in the past, someone in your past from the north, up north, could help you, perhaps coming back to help you, sort of coming back over the mountain, down the road, there's a road in this card, help you to advertise, meaning to show yourself, to show your talent, something new that could come up. Because the next card is the days card, and there's sort of a choice in this card, because this card is sort of a yin and yang card. It's divided into two different it's one side looks like someone kind of ready to go and on a journey and all this. And the other one is someone that looks panicked and looks confused. And it's basically saying to decide that this is the day that it's like saying, okay, now is the time. You know, live in the now. So let me wrap this up so it doesn't sound too confusing. Someone from your past, I believe, helping you, perhaps someone from the north is what I'm getting from this, is going to help you with a new project or help you to be seen in that way, to use your talents. But there's a lot of indecision going on. Even if you're not aware of this person helping you, but there's a lot of indecision going on, and it's time for you to decide that, okay, right now is the time to change. Because this is a positive card, days, the end card. There's a person ready to go on his journey with his walking stick, and everything's sunny and blue skies and all ready to go. You can always focus on this other half of the card, which is negative. There's a snake he could be bitten by, and some insects, and a cactus, and a thunderbolt. But it's like saying that it's how you want to perceive it. It's okay to start right now, whatever the issue is. It's never too late. I could almost call that the never too late card if I really wanted to stretch it in the purpose of this reading, that right now is the time to make that decision. And Kevin, any comment on those three cards? That would be the mountains, reversed advertising in days?
Yep, the mountains reversed can also be about someone inviting you to go to
inviting you to something, too. That's right. I meant to add that
could
element.
Be a surprise. Like something unexpected.
Because it's reversed, it's coming from someone else. That's kind of what I meant, a little help from a friend kind of a thing. But go ahead, Kevin. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the advertising is about you getting out there and calling people or people letting you know that they have some things that they'd like you to be connected about as well. So there's a lot of energy that surrounds you and your abilities, your capabilities, and what you should be doing next.
In days, upright.
Then the days can be, it's up to you as to whether it's a good day or a bad day. Like you can count the bad things and make it a bad day, or you can count the good things and make it a good day.
And that's why I said I got the impression from this reading that there's indecision here, like, but it's never too late. You know, it's never too late to just, you know, go ahead and start today, later tonight. Tomorrow will be today eventually. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to draw another conclusion card. Pick from pile 1, 2, or 3.
2.
Okay. It's the measuring card, and it's the measuring card reversed. And it's a picture of someone sort of looking through and basically, someone is being reminded. Someone's being reminding them of
someone
the past.
To the past.
And not everyone is the same. Not everyone changes at the same time. So this is saying to me, like, again, it's backing up the days card. And I'll simplify this. Forgive me if I stuttered for a second. I dropped the card on the floor. That's why I did that. I'm sometimes a clumsy card operator. So we're not perfect. Basically, it's saying that the indecision you're worried about in the days card, it's never too late. Just make the decision now. Don't worry for others to catch up with you. It's saying just go forward. Go down the road. There's another road in this card. This deck is full. A lot of the real positive cards have roads and highways going down it. And just go, you know, off to the sunset. Go down the road. Don't sit there figuring out if this other person is going to work for you. It's time for you to go forward. That's what I'm getting from this as a conclusion of a general message from the universe in this reading. Letting go of indecision. Knowing that you can make the better side of the day a better day with the days card, and not worrying about having somebody catch up, you know, not worrying about those kinds of things. It's okay to worry about them abstractly, but not necessarily holding. There's a difference between being concerned or inundated by something or being held down by something. So just go forward, and that's what I'm getting from this reading.
And the measuring card is about people trying to remind you of how you're not being who you were.
You're not measuring up. What happened to you, man? That kind of thing.
Yeah, they want you to go back to being how you were. And if that wasn't comfortable, like if you had an addiction issue or something and that you broke that, but all your buddies who were the enablers are coming back and saying, hey, what happened to you? It's like, you want to come over for a few or something like that? And in the background, if you look at the image, it shows that the tapestry of their reality or your reality has broken away into something brand new. And if you look, there's a sun rising on the horizon right there, showing you a new day and new horizons and new heights for you to be able to reach. So the person holding the piece of paper, if you're over on the website, and
yeah,
seeing the image, and it's associated with the time. What was it, Daniel?
The time associated is 5:37.
Yeah. You go scroll down, and you can see the person is holding up a piece of paper that they use to remind themselves and to remind you again and again and again of how you are supposed to be what you were and never change. So this is one to where stay away from the people who are sort of caught in what I refer to as arrested development. They can't get past that those high school days when they were the rock star on the field or on track or something.
Yeah. And another thing I'd like to comment to is that numerologically, 537 equals a 6 when you break it down, and 6 is, it leads to positivity and abundance. It's extra. It's a victory card, but it's moving on and not letting anything, as Kevin said, or anyone from the past hold you back in any way, and letting go of the indecision. And that's what I'm getting from this reading. You can start any time to do it. You can start today, tomorrow, next hour, next week. But it's when you make the decision, and it's an abundant card. 6 is an abundant number.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And thank you. And thank you very much for calling Main Street Universe, Walking on the Horizon Oracle, special edition Sunday night. And I'm going to turn off the microphone and take the next call. Here we go. And it is...
Hello?
7. Are you there, 347?
Yes, I am.
And you want a general message from the universe?
I do. The general message. What is the
Okay, Kevin, I'll let you start one off.
Okay, sure. What's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia.
I like that.
Happy Sunday evening.
Thank you.
Okay, the first card that I'm looking at for you, Alicia, is the Projects card, P-R-O-J-E-C-T-S. And these are things that you do and not places that you live. And it shows an individual who has a mallet and a chisel and that they are trying to sculpt something into this stone or this piece of marble that they have in front of them. Now, this card is facing away from you in this reading, so it's a message about the people, places, and situations around you and how they are going to affect you in some way. So when the Projects card shows up, it talks about someone coming to you and saying, hey, I need your help with this. And the next card that is companion to that is the Planned Failures card, and it's associated with the time 501. And the Planned Failures card is a message, and it's facing away from you, so it's someone else who was so sure that this thing that they were starting was going to turn into, like, be a million dollars worth of revenue and that they'd be able to go to the islands whenever they would want to, but instead they're having to go to the 7-Eleven for lunch and eat the pizza and the Yoo-Hoo chocolate soda and not being able to go and be living lavishly. So sometimes we set ourselves up to fail, to test our connections with the people around us who would rescue us. You see, it's like, oh, I'm going to go and do this thing, and then they end up, you know, skinning their knee and they're bleeding and everything, and that other people have to come and rescue them and put a tourniquet on their knee or around their neck, you know, because they got too much blood flowing to their head, thinking too much and just not living. This is a message about someone coming to you who has projects that they start and that they end up sort of failing or something. But the thing is there's a song that comes to mind by Fleetwood Mac about the dreamer. It's like never fall in love with a dreamer or something like that. The thing is that they live so passionately and so fierily, I guess that's a word, is that you can't help but want to be a part of their life. But the thing is that it could end up turning into sort of like diminishing returns or whatever. Now, this can be someone that you're connected to in an intimate sense, or a friend or a colleague as well. The message here straight away is to sort of like not get sucked into their vortex, but still be a part of it, but don't end up, you know, losing your shirt as well. And that's what I have. Anything for you, Daniel?
Keeping your identity, that kind of a thing, and keeping your own thing. Planned Failures, and I like that card. It's one of my favorite cards Kevin has. And the reason I like it is because it's something so many people do. They set themselves up to be victim status, or they set their mindset up to be victims. Almost like setting out little psychic traps here and there. And then if somebody steps on it, they go, oh, I'm offended, you know, or I'm wounded, or I'm a victim, instead of just feeling empowered. So it's one of my favorite cards in that deck, and I agree with you. Don't plan sandcastles. You know, they're going to get washed down. Plan something that's going to be solid and that you know you can do.
That's the original great title advice, for this card was the Sandcastle Stompers, but it was too long, so I shortened it to Planned Failures. And people who make sandcastles, you know, on the beach are like, everybody's admiring the sandcastle. Oh, that's beautiful. You know, you're making a name for yourself. And all of a sudden, high tide comes in and washes the sandcastle away, and all the memories that really were associated with it as well, and all the people that were connected with it also. So the sandcastles, when they fall, when they fail, know that it's time to build a new one and to be in awe for the new one and let change be the dynamic. But know that you're going to put in a lot of effort, that it's going to be fleeting. The outcome, the product of your effort is going to be fleeting. So be ready for that. Be ready for it to go and be somewhere else. Sometimes it's having something fantastic like a piece of art or something, and that it ends up getting stolen, you know, because you don't have it protected properly. That can also be a planned failure as well. So
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused, because first it's saying your guys, it said it wasn't directed towards me, and then now it's sounding like it is directed towards me. So
the reading is for you, but it's what I'm saying is to not, like, here's what's going to happen, is that you're going to get connected with someone who's having this thing happen to where they set themselves up to have these things fail, and then they're going to end up coming to you and looking for help.
He's saying it as a warning, is what he's saying, basically.
Oh, yeah. I already got two people that I'm working with, and I'm watching them set themselves up.
That's exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah. I got two of them in that they're, you know, I help get investor funding, and they're taking this funding, and they're doing a lot of risky business and plans with this money, and I'm like, okay, you're about to lose all this money that that I worked hard to get you.
And that's what we were saying. There's people in your lives that do this. My friend here who's sitting on the couch, who's not involved in the show, but my old guitar player, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. We worked with musicians, one particular we can both think of, that everything was, he'd set something up, he thought he was setting up these things, and then blamed everybody else when it didn't work, and it's just a mess when you get involved with people that they set up failure. They just seem to, now some people just go through a tough time, but other people seem to set it up, and it's like he said and I said, it's a warning against allying yourself with friends or coworkers like that.
Well, they're actually clients, so.
Right.
Client work, too.
Same thing.
Yeah.
We are working with on projects. How about this? We'll draw a solution card, Kevin.
Yep. Go ahead and do that, Daniel.
I'm going to draw the deck into three piles, and I want you to pick from pile one, pile two, or pile three.
Okay. Pile three.
And I did shuffle, Kevin, but it's the measuring card again. In reverse. And again, the measuring card is not letting these people get to you. I think it's time to move on away from folks like that, that are going to, I know it's tough because you have clients and it's a business, but in fact, because it's career involved, I'm going to go ahead just out of my own comfort zone and draw one more solution card. And I'm going to shuffle and tell me when to stop. I'm shuffling now.
Okay.
And I'm just going to pick the top card this time. Kevin, it's the news card, 310. Would you like to talk about the news card, Kevin?
And is that facing away or?
Upright.
Okay, the news card is an event card.
Something
and it talks
new
about,
is coming your way.
No, this talks about something that's read about or heard about in the media, whether it's television, radio, or the newspaper. So here's the deal.
Yes.
Daniel drew the measuring card. And
yes.
Which way was that facing?
Upside down, reversed.
Okay, so here's the deal. A friend who's on the phone, 347, I think is what your area code was. I drew the projects card and the sandcastle stompers card, or the planned failures, and this is saying that there were some people who were out there taking these risks and sort of setting themselves up for a failure. Then Daniel drew the measuring card, and it was facing away, and it talks about someone coming back and saying, you know, XYZ about what you did relating to these people doing that. You know, it's they would want to scrutinize, like an external person is going to come and scrutinize. If you look at the image, it shows someone looking at a piece of paper of a person standing, like on a photograph or something, and that's the example of how somebody is supposed to be, and that somehow you are past that, and it looks like your instincts and your gut and your intuition and your natural ability to do the things that you do is going to come into question, and that you have to be ready to be strong about that, and that we give you a heads up about this so you can spend time thinking about it, so when it happens you can react to it with forethought. And with it ending with the news card showing up, it's saying that there's something that's going to end up hitting the news, and it could be next week or in the next 2 weeks or something, to where you could find yourself being interviewed by members of an organization, whether it's, you know, for growth or scrutiny, about something that has happened with one or two of your clients in your
past. Could
be
social media. Could be Blog Talk Radio.
No, it would be newspaper, radio, or television. I don't see it as being like a Madoff thing, like a Bernie thing, or the guy that was over in the newspapers in the UK or whatever. I don't see it being to that extreme. But there's a lot of people falling under scrutiny right now just because, you know, they're tightening purse strings and belts and everything. This thing, you stick to your guns, you stick to your integrity, and don't let anybody sway you. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
On the phone? Yeah. So this is a heads up, especially with it ending with it being in the news, that there could end up being something happening in the news that would be connected to something that you're doing as well, or related to what you're doing. I'm not saying that your picture is going to be in the newspaper or anything, but
something related to clients, something related to... That's why I said, okay, we had a slight misinterpretation there. I said it could be small with iMedia. That's fine, but it's still the same message. It's still the same thing.
Okay.
It looks like this could get attention is what I'm saying. That's kind of what
okay.
I meant. This is coming. This could get attention. So it's good, as Kevin said, with the measuring card to listen to someone coming that could maybe help pull you out of this in a positive way. That's what I'm getting from it.
Yes, you don't have anything to worry about. Don't be surprised by it. Like sometimes when someone says, hey, why were you doing this? And that you end up having like a knee-jerk reaction, and then you sort of regret, you know, biting that person's head off because they were asking you if you know what you're doing. Let them just say what they're saying.
Okay.
And ignore them. You know, like just answer them, you know, just like, oh, this is... Here's the notes. If you want to go and look at it, help yourself. But don't.
Yeah, I have clients that approach me a lot about what I'm doing because the funding I do is very unique, and then they call me scammer and everything. And I'll tell them, look, this is what it is. If you don't like it, you can find some funding somewhere else.
Mm.
And then, of course, they come back, oh, you're a scammer, da da da. I'm like, don't email me anymore.
Haha.
So I deal with that all day, every day.
Yep. Just we're giving you a heads up. So it's a validation, basically.
Okay.
Any questions?
Basically, I have some deals that's supposed to close next month. I want to know if they're going to close on schedule.
I'll let you take that one, Kevin.
Sure. I would say absolutely, and that the people are going to like what it is that you're doing and that they're going to be presenting you with a whole new world. I'm looking at the 7-11 card. You know, that's sort of like a money card where it's like you got the dice and you're tossing it, but it can also be like the 7-11 Quick Mart or whatever. And this card is facing away from you, and the title for this card is A New World. So you put in your onus, you put in your due diligence and everything, and people are going to recognize you for that, and that you're not going to be boxed in, because I'm looking at the pen card, P-E-N. It's like, you know, like a pig pen or locked into a cubicle that you can't escape from. And the title for that card is, or like the time for that card is 8:40. And I give you those times so that you can go back later and look at my website and see what the definitions are. So when these things that we've talked about start to happen, you can go back for like follow-up notes and additional information. But this says that I would say come the new year, you could find yourself in a whole new like office or a whole new position to where you are find yourself over other people who you will be guiding to do the work like you do the work. So
okay.
I would say yes to your answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
all
right.
Thank you so much for calling. We have lots of callers to go to.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Take care. Happy holidays.
Main Street Universe.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Okay. Next caller is 443-821. You're on the air, 821-443. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
And are you looking for a general message?
No, I have a specific that I'd like to get some guidance on.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago, kind of got into some trouble with the law.
Oh.
And I'm wondering what can I expect?
All right.
It's not a criminal offense.
I'm going to go ahead and shuffle the deck. And tell me when to stop.
You can stop.
Okay. I'm going to divide it into 3 piles. One pile fell out, so I have to go with it. Pick from pile 1, 2, or 3.
2.
1 or 3?
1.
Well, it's telling me that this is a time to be reserved, a time maybe not to speak. It's time to work on this. The first card I got, Kevin, was projects. And I'd like to tell you, Kevin, what my next 2 cards were.
Okay.
The leading card in reverse and the advertising card in reverse, which is why I was saying, all right, you got a lot of work ahead of you. You're definitely not feeling empowered. This might be just taking us to the present. We might need to draw a future card or two. And it's definitely not time to start advertising all your business everywhere. This is time to, or how others would see you in this way. Would you interpret it that way, Kevin?
Yes, and also the projects card in reverse talks about...
Projects is upright, leading, and advertising are in reverse.
Okay, so the project is for you. This is something that is like when there's also an enforcement card in my deck. I have 111 images, and there's a enforcement. You can look at it as like law enforcement or whatever. When we get connected with law enforcement, we get that adrenaline surge and rush that really clears our mind and brings us to focus on what is exactly in front of us, and everything that's in the periphery goes blurred. So when this law thing that has happened happens,
becomes priority one.
Yes, it becomes priority one. And that we were just talking about the planned failures card, to where we sometimes set ourselves up to fail so that we can start recognizing the qualities of our connections with the people around us who care about what happened to us also. So with this thing that has happened, were you guilt by association, or is it something that you did?
No, it's I was pulled over for speeding, and I had a couple of beers. And
oh, okay. We're not here to judge.
It's nothing. It's serious, and it's very serious to me, but I'm, like, sick to my stomach because I don't do stuff like this.
I understand. It can be very frightening. Believe me, you are not alone, and none of us are perfect. We all have, you know, places in our journey. I am certainly flawed. I've been in my own trouble before. We all have. Nothing big, but, I mean, we've all been there, you know. And
yeah, I mean, there was no accident. There was nothing like that, but I did get charged with drinking and driving.
I understand. And you're certainly not alone on that. And
did you talk? Did you talk to the lawyer?
Yeah.
Or no, did you talk to the policeman?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And you took the breathalyzer and you...
failed miserably.
Okay. Well, I just drew the 3-17 card, and that's the faith card, and it shows someone who's walking into the ocean, basically trying to walk on water, and that there's a couple of fish to their right, and it could be piranhas or minnows, or there's a fin poking out of the water to their left, and it could be a shark or it could be a dolphin. The thing that the faith card is talking about is that you're in this now, and that you're in this canoe ride, and that you got to see what the outcome is going to be. Now, you can stand up in the canoe, tip over, and fall out, and your canoe is your lawyer. So have faith that this canoe ride is going to be okay, and don't spend time running scenarios in your head about how you're going to end up getting tattoos and then end up marrying someone in your cell and all that kind of crap. Don't run those dramas, and don't run financial dramas in your head. Work really hard to think about something else, and that's where the yellow bug comes in. Daniel, can you tell her about the yellow bug?
Yes. As well as right before I do that, I wanted to confirm that that was, I think, part of the advertising reverse card was it's time to go internally and feel more peaceful and not to send too much out there into it. And his card he just mentioned is basically mentioning a faith and calmness. Yes, it's going to be difficult. Yes, the waters he mentioned are going to be rough. They could be either sharks or dolphins, or they could be either piranha or minnow. But there is a mountain on the other side, and you can climb over it. But it's going to be not easy, you know, but it's going to be a tough. I see it working out okay, and that's what Kevin was mentioning. He has a mental trick that whenever you're stressed out about something or you're thinking about something that bothers you, if a yellow Volkswagen bug drives by, it's like it's a message to set up as the universe saying that okay, this is going to work out just fine.
And to think about something else.
And
the yellow bug means to stop thinking about what you're thinking about, and that the universe, heaven, your divinity, your fairy godmother, whatever your divine source is, they are working on solving this problem for you. It's likely that you're supposed to meet somebody as a part of this mechanism that you're going to be going through, you know, the ringer for like DUI or whatever, okay? It might be that you're supposed to meet or touch base with someone, whether it's in the hallway, in the diner, across the street from the courtroom or something, and that you end up touching their life and sending them into a blessed direction. So don't look at it as a negative thing. Just know that the universe has decided that they want you to walk down this path so you can have a chance meeting with individuals that you would not be able to meet in any other fashion.
And
so
I'd like to...
this is planned.
As you were talking, Kevin, I was emotionally attached to this because I've known so many people that have had DUIs, including people in my family. I myself have never had one, but even my friend visiting me today has had some. And many people have, and including many cops. Keep that in mind. And the card I drew, thinking of a solution card for this, I just had the urge to draw one off the top, and it's the Frontier card. And I was saying it just as Kevin was saying it, and that literally means this is an interesting opportunity for growth and strength to make you stronger. You can survive this. It's sort of out on the frontier. You're in a position and in a territory that is a little bit more dangerous than you're used to being in and a little bit more frightening. And I'm talking about it. That doesn't make it any easier. I'm just saying that there is, after it all ends, and it will end, because all things do and all beginnings are endings, I have a feeling it'll end okay, and that you will be a stronger person when it's over, and you'll view it as an opportunity for growth and strength when it is. I don't see anything terrible happening from this. I see more, and Kevin drew similar reading, I see more of a growth. It's like you're just going to grow from this and be a little stronger, not to mention maybe a little more cautious. It's not even giving me any extreme messages like quit drinking or none of that. It's giving me more of, okay, don't do that. And when you go through this, it's going to be scary, but at the end, it's going to make you stronger because it was scary. And you'll come out on the other side like someone who's been through, as the card suggests, the frontier. And that's what I get from this. This is a time for you to show your strength, and you will become stronger from this experience, and you'll be okay as well.
Okay.
So with the court thing, if you just try to focus on it as having an intent that you are supposed to meet somebody, that's the positive intent in it. But also pray that you want positive things to happen for you, but don't focus on, you know, what is what the potential bad things could be. And using the yellow bug, when you see the yellow bug go by, whenever you're thinking about something, about how some bad thing is going to happen to you, the yellow bug, when you see it, is a message to start thinking about something else. And there was one friend who was saying that they see a yellow bug once in a while and that they were just really stressed out about it, and they were thinking again about the issue that was bothering them. And on the television, there was a Volkswagen commercial to where there was like 30 yellow Volkswagen bugs running around on the TV screen. So that was the message, that this person needs to shut up again and again and again with all those yellow bugs and to think about something else.
It's a clear your mind kind of a signal. It's a signal to set up. Remember, Selena Fox was on our show, and she was like, oh, that's a nice trick. I like that.
Yep, and I also have two writers for Hollywood on my Facebook list or whatever, and that they incorporated the yellow bugs into the television shows that are out there in Hollywood. One is Grimm, and the other one is Once Upon a Time. They wrote yellow bugs into the heroine and the hero, or the hero assistant in those shows also, because they like the message that the yellow bug brings, is that, okay, everything's going to be safe because the yellow bug is here.
Right. But back specifically again, I see this in the end as it'll be scary, but it'll be a learning experience that'll make you a stronger, much stronger person. It is what it is. It's one of those situations in life. I don't see a terribly bad thing happening from it. I didn't get any, like, really negative kind of law enforcement thing from it outside of what already happened. But it seems like it'll be an experience that makes you stronger. The Frontier card being in the solution card that I drew.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, and good luck with all that. We're not here to judge. I understand, and I know it can be very scary being in a courtroom and all that. And but remember to keep your strength, keep calm, and this should be an experience that you can draw strength.
And I drew the faith card for you as well, and that was associated with the time 317. So when you see the time 317 show up, that means to have faith about this thing that you're worried about also, and that it's going to be okay, whether you see it on the clock or on a receipt or if it's the change that you get back from a dollar bill or a $10 that you broke or something. Just have faith.
Okay.
All right. So blessing.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much.
I also see, of course, which is natural, it's going to cost definitely some money. There was a money card in there. But
okay.
All right. Let's go ahead. I'm going to drop that. And the next caller is 914. Are you there, 914?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. I'm Marion, I'm calling from New York. I'm actually Emerald Al.
Oh, okay.
Bless
Hello.
Your heart.
You know, that Blessing was my you. Summer place for years, Rockaway Beach, you know. We used to call it the Irish Riviera, and it's wiped out. I mean, unbelievable. I've never, ever seen anything like that in my life, you know. And I kind of lost a lot of faith in God. And then I was thinking, it's a cleansing, it's a healing, it's to bring people together, you know.
Remember
a lot of
that
love down there.
God
but
is
I would like a general
teacher.
Reading.
General. Do you want to start this one, Kevin? I think I started the last one.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So I might. Not that. Folks.
When the you know when dramatic things like that happen, it does bring people closer together. Like look at the sniper that was in D.C. Remember that? You remember
yes,
the sniper?
I do. Yes, I do.
And it had everybody staying in their house.
Right.
And they were forced to like talk to their kids and talk to their parents and talk to their sisters and brothers because they couldn't go outside because the sniper was going to shoot them.
Right.
So the sniper helped the families get closer together.
Sessions
right.
did that. Sessions had family moving in with each other. And getting to know your family again more. It was a blessing and a curse.
But this one particular spot in New York, I mean, 11 years ago, 100 people, lost the most amount of people from 9/11. It's all first responders that lived there, firemen. Then the plane went down 11 years ago today.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like devastation. But I've seen the love, you know, and I did get angry at God. And when I got down there and I saw neighbor helping neighbor, I saw the goodness, you know. And
that's
I'm not
what I'm saying. These things bring out these qualities, and that God is nature, you know.
Right.
Nature is part of God, and so is things like this, human nature, good
right.
and bad. But,
right.
Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah.
Reading, I think?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, the first card up is the tribes card, and that's facing you, and it's associated with the time 115. Now, the tribes card is about you connecting with people who like to do similar things as a group that you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this is saying if you like to go hunting or skeet shooting or yachting, or if you like to play bingo, or if you like to build houses or hunt for birds or whatever, as like just a bird watcher or something, that this is a connection or a message about you connecting with groups of people who like to do things as a group, the same things or one or two things that you like to do. So this is a heads up to watch for people coming out of the woodwork to share with you. It's like, oh, we do that. Would you like to come and join our organization? Because we can help you learn more about it kind of stuff.
Okay.
So that's the first thing that's up. And then with the second card, is really funny is the empty card, and it's associated with the time 441, and it shows someone who's pouring out sort of like the backwash that was in a glass of tea, you know, and it's like time for a new glass of tea or something with a new lemon and maybe some fresh ice and that kind of stuff. So been there, done that, got the T-shirt for a situation that's been going on in your life. The tribes are going to come in first, and then with the tribes keeping you all busy, you're going to be able to say goodbye to some of the things that weren't really giving you the return that you were looking for, and you're going to start seeing new and fresh things to do in your life.
Okay. Okay.
And that you can go back to my website for follow-up information.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Daniel?
Yeah, I'm definitely getting this idea of what the tribes card. That was the one that jumped out at me the most when you were talking. Mm-hmm. And in case anybody's wondering, as far as the Horizon on the Horizon Oracle deck, the one Kevin is reading from, he's the creator, and I'm like, I guess maybe his first student or one of his students of
it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, first student.
And I also read the tarot as well, and I also enjoy reading an oracle deck like this as well. And the one that I saw it definitely as this going out and finding your thing, working with others, all that kind of thing, was it upright or reversed when you had it?
It's upright.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was just double-checking. Yeah, it was definitely about the discovery of others and having faith, because I also noticed that in a lot of your conversation, there was a lot of faith or lack of it at times in your conversation,
mm-hmm.
which is okay because we all go through that.
Right.
And I definitely saw it as a...
Yep, different degrees of faith, that's good.
Positive thing, and I'm with you there. Going out and finding that commonality.
Well, I'm in AA. I'm in recovery.
So my goal is
to get out there and help people. And actually, what he was talking about was, I've been in and out of AA since 1985, and I never got into the steps out of the big book. And that's what I'm doing now. And that's why my recovery's in such a better space.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that fits perfectly then with the empty card, the person pouring the last drop that was in the glass out, and then
right.
with the tribes as you connecting with that group of people who can help you feel stronger in your situation. It's a validation, this method.
Right.
Because
all right. I'd like to
you
thank
let go of whatever was stopping you from doing that.
I'm in your room, and I think you guys are great.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you very
Daniel?
Much for calling, and I'm going to go ahead and turn your mic off.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much for calling Main Street Universe, Walking on the Sidewalk Special Sunday Night Edition. And the next caller, I almost have to write these down. There's so many of them. So we have 602. Are you there, 602?
I'm here.
Hello,
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, Daniel. How are you?
I'm well. And would you like a general reading? From the universe or something specific?
No, in general, it's fine.
Okay, I have a rule. I usually do the thing where I shuffle and I ask people to tell me when to stop shuffling and all that, as you might have heard me do. But I also have another rule. And three cards just fell out of the deck because I'm a clumsy shuffler. And I'm going to go with them. And in fact... What I want to do is to ask you, it was more than three, so I'm going to involve you still. I'm going to ask you to pick. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards in front of me. Pick 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5.
All right, let's go with 4.
4. Pick another card, 1 through 5.
3.
1, 2, or 5?
Let's go with 5.
All right. Now, I've said before, I'm a student of the Horizon Oracle, not yet a master, but I'm studying it. Kevin was one of my spiritual teachers. I've had many, and I'm very blessed to have known him. I have my own way of doing it. As you see, Kevin has his own. He kind of just draws. I like, there's nothing wrong with any approach. I like to ask people to pick and choose things. It involves, for me personally, I like how it involves their energy into it. Everybody does their own way of reading, including with tarot and everything else. So I just wanted to explain that briefly. And the first card is the Begin card. The second card is the reversed Burdens card. And the third card is the Mountain Upright. Well, Begin is kind of self-explanatory, but I'm going to go a little more into it and stare at it for a second. This is definitely, I like how there's a sun hitting something that looks like a shadow into a skull. It almost gives me this sense, I don't know if Kevin meant this when he created the deck, of every beginning is an ending. But the sun, people think of life, hits a shadow, and then the shadow goes into a skull. However, and there's a person standing over it, sort of watching the process, there's birds gliding over.
It's a sundial.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, Kevin.
It's a sundial.
Yeah, that's what I meant, like a sundial pointing to the skull.
Yeah.
Here, the sun behind the dial hitting the skull.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what I meant by the standing stone, like a dial. And the next card is the Burden card reversed, which the rule in the Horizon Oracle deck is how others, it's from the perception of others and how others see you. Before I get there, I'll explain the final card, which is the Mountain card. And again, this one is upright, and that could be help from someone from the north. Let's simplify this. The sundial in the beginning is telling you to start. You know, it's the beginning of something, to start something. It's associated with time 118. And, of course, that's a 10. A 10 in numerology is also an ending and a new beginning, just as I had suggested before with the sun, which is life pointing at the skull. And so it's time 10 is completion, time to start over, time to start that cycle over and start with a great new thing. Of course, the Burden card reversed, which is 8, eight can sometimes be the number 440. I'm sorry, it's associated with the time 440, which equals 8, can be the number of extremes, but not bad extremes. It can mean, okay, time for action, and definitely time for any burden involving others, letting go. The funniness of it being reversed gives it a slightly different flavor. But I see some help coming, and it could be help coming from someone from the north. Now, I associate it like this. Kevin might be different, but again, like I said, I was just sort of a student of the deck from Kevin, but I also sometimes associate it with someone. North is the element of earth, so it could be someone that's very earthy, very almost like wise, gradual wisdom. So here's how I will simplify this. I know I've said a lot of things in a couple minutes here. What I'm trying to say is that a new project to start, but there's some burdens to be released, some things to let go of, and it will be successful, but it may take some time. But the important thing is to get it started, and you could have some help from someone. But I'm seeing it taking some time, but there's definitely some release going on here. And some patience and waiting. And Kevin, what's your take on that? And then after this, we'll maybe draw a conclusion card. It was basically, Kevin, beginnings upright, burdens in reverse, and the mountains upright.
Okay. I'll ask a friend on the phone, do you have any questions about any of that before I proceed?
No,
okay.
I don't, Kevin. Thank you.
Okay. The begin card, I don't know if you've been listening to some of the other callers that have called in. The begin has been like a repeating message through
mm-hmm.
the show tonight. And it's really just a message about a new, you know, beginning. Like you've been waiting for like the last shoe to drop or, you know, the last piece of information to come in to tell you, oh, it's this or it's that or whatever. The begin card says, go with what you've got. You know, don't wait for any more information. So if it's about a relationship that you feel like needs to end or something, then go ahead and find something else to do. Or if you want somebody to sort of like know that you're there, you know, invite them to go and have breakfast at McDonald's or something, or just some kind of, you know, side kind of activity or something. But you got to begin something. Like cleaning out the closet, cleaning out the basement, that kind of thing. And also I live in a coal town now, and the train goes by all the time. So I'm in the Midwest, and it's a whole new culture for me. But with the train going by, it's talking about things moving, okay? Because that's why I designed the Horizon Oracle, because it's looking at the horizon, and the things that are on the horizon and the things that are happening around you are an invitation from divinity to go in this direction or that direction. So the
begin
card is saying, yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. But again, as you are the creator of the deck and I'm sort of still a student of it, I also wanted to mention that the following card, the burden card, is I almost feel like when it's reversed that it's not your burdens, that there's other people sharing their burdens with you and making them your burdens. But I just wanted to share that. But go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so, and then what was the mountains was in there?
It was the burdens reversed and then the mountain upright.
Okay, so I see that as... go to the mountains. So if, and it can be just, it could be Space Mountain, you know, if you're in California or something, or it can be, this, you know, the Sierra Madres, it can be Fuji, Kilimanjaro, see what I'm saying? It can also be a mountain of work that needs to be done also. Or it could be the name of an institution, like there's an Iron Mountain paper. Okay, or that you watch for the name mountain to show up somewhere.
And
then the burden's reversed.
Yeah, burden reversed.
It's saying it's other people's issues that might be the mountain that you have to work with, or that someone was going to be calling you and saying that they need you to help them with something that they feel like they can't handle on their own, and somehow there's a connection to the mountains that's related to them also. You might hear them mention the word mountain in a conversation relating to what they need help with you about.
So
help from you about. Go ahead.
Sorry. I just meant, yeah, so eventually you were wrapping it up to a very similar thing I was saying. It was, I was saying that it's other people's issues and but some help could come. To help, like you said, go to the mountain. It could come help from the wisdom of North Wisdom, which is part of the card, is North, meaning it could take some time. But let's draw a solution card. I'll let you do that, Kevin. I drew these.
Okay.
Draw a solution card to this, something to clean it up, so I'm going to clean up this message.
Okay. It's the Synergy card. And it's associated with the time 9:50, and it talks about you working with other people who feel like they're having deja vus right along with you. It's like, is this real? Can somebody pinch me? I can't believe this is happening. So it's talking about you working with other people who feel like there is hope on something, or that there is, you know, an ambition, or that the output from the work that they're doing is going to end up being a positive. So working with groups, like one or two other people. And that's all I have.
Okay. All right. Now, Kevin, I'll tell you, this is Elizabeth Rose. I didn't want to tell you before.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's so good to talk with you. Daniel, I used to work with Elizabeth on an old radio show. Remember back in the day I told you that there was one radio show that I had to do by myself that was 2 hours long? Remember that? The network
yes,
that
I do.
Elizabeth,
I remember that.
Yeah, the network that Elizabeth is on, or was on, was the same one that I was on, to where I was having to do those two-hour shows. They were killer. But very informative.
I'm no longer over there. I'm at a news station, but and I do
on the air. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Forgot I was on the air for a second. But you can if you want.
But I appreciate you guys taking my call. And if you've got time, let me give you some quick confirmation on what Daniel and you just told me. I think the new beginning. It's interesting because I went out. Somebody had been after me for months to go with them to eat, to go out on a date, sort of. And I kept saying, kind of putting it off. So I finally went, okay? And I think that may be a new beginning. What's the funnier part is that, talking about mountains, he actually lives out by, there's a mountain out. Anyway.
Oh, so I was right. Someone from the north, a mountain.
Cheyenne.
Yeah. It's a mountain. And of course, Kevin, you were talking about being around the mountains or whatever, and we're speaking of different ones. And as you know, I don't live in Sedona, but I don't live far, and there are mountain ranges all around me. So that's kind of an interesting that card came out like it did. And so, I just wanted to kind of give you guys that confirmation.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you very much for calling. And it's good to connect with you again.
Oh, it always is. And I think somehow or another we're always going to run into each other somewhere.
Yep, I think so. So, see you again.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Great show.
All right. And thank you. Thank you very much for joining our show this evening. And how nice to have an old friend call up and connect. That's really cool. And now, 609. We'll be on the phone soon.
609,
are you there?
I'm here. Here and waiting.
Okay.
609,
there's
just
a lot
listening.
Of people on the phone this evening. So, I'm getting my cards together, so I think I'll have Kevin start this one because I started the last one.
We read for
Kevin,
609.
Go ahead and do your thing.
Daniel, we read for 609 already.
Oh.
What?
No.
Didn't we read for you?
Nope.
No, Kevin, that was the last one, 602.
Okay, but at the beginning we had somebody, like in the first hour of the show, we had a 609. So we got folks coming from 609. I think we need to get names.
It's okay. All right, well, just go ahead and do what you got to do.
Friend
I'm
on the
a
phone.
New
What's your name?
My name's Anne.
New and improved, okay. 609.
Yes.
And go ahead. What's your name?
Anne.
It's Anne.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, go ahead. I'll let Kevin do this one. I'm reshuffling my cards. So go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, Anne. I'm looking at the understand card associated with the time 3 o'clock, 3:00.
Uh-huh.
And the story about this card is that don't waste your breath trying to explain what's important to you right now to the people that are around you, because they seem to be clueless. So there are people who will value what it is that you have to say, but you're sort of like in a place to where you're like a spoon in a drawer of knives, okay? And it's almost like you feel like you're in a place to where it's just, you're like, it might be a little minor kind of piece of your world there that doesn't have a complete harmony or something. And the understand card, when that shows up, it's saying that there's something that you have on the back of your mind that you would like to talk to somebody about, but there's no one right now who would be able to understand what it is that you're trying to explain, because it's what you know or what you've realized is in its infancy, and that you need to wait for more experiences or more information to come to you before you can start getting other people's opinions about it. Otherwise, they're going to look at you, you know, like, are you crazy? Why are you doing that? You know, that's because they don't understand it, and they don't want to say that they're an idiot and that they don't understand what you're talking about. They would just rather say, oh, that's stupid, don't do that, because they don't want to show that they don't know anything about it and that they might feel, you know, insecure about not being someone that you can talk to, if you see what I'm saying.
I do understand. Yeah, I'm having some communication problems.
Yeah, and then the next card on that is the professions card, and it's associated with the time 744, and that's in reverse. So when this card shows up in reverse, it's basically saying that there's something that's related to your profession or the thing that you do to keep yourself busy in the day, like a hobby or something, that is going to be approaching you. There's an element or a situation in that that's going to be approaching you or coming to you or revealing itself and calling you to, like, be a part of this thing. So when it's reversed, when the profession card is reversed, it can talk about you sort of like getting transferred into a new section or maybe being promoted to a new level up or something, to where you can start talking to people who would be able to understand what it is that you're talking about.
Okay.
And that's what I have. Daniel?
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much that. Working and pursuing the goal. And I also get a certain bigness from this card, you know, because if you look at the picture of the card, it's somebody operating a big machine by the standards of the card, of course. And he's got this big lever and he's pulling back on it. So he's pulling the lever, shows me, like, as Kevin had said, like, you know, it's a new possible thing. So you flip the switch and you make this machine work. And it's an interesting, you know, group of gears that start to go into motion. And the sun is bright in the sky. And it's all things going forward and the gears working properly. So I definitely view this as a very positive. And Kevin, you said this one was in reversed?
Correct.
So in reverse, I would view that, Kevin, and you can argue with me maybe if you would like, I view that basically just as someone sort of helping you with that or wanting you to get there.
I say that sounds good too.
Yeah. I stepped away because I had to use the bathroom. I apologize. So I didn't hear your interpretation of it, but I heard you say that card.
Okay.
We're human beings here, folks, on the air. And
Okay.
So, Dan,
so I view it as someone
helping
you, other people helping you get those wheels turning. That's what how I view it.
Okay. So that's in the communication department, right?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Because
of
the understanding.
Oh. Yeah. Somebody. Okay.
All right, Anne.
All right.
Anna. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. And here comes 562. Hello, 562. You are on the air. Thank you
very much. They're listening to. Okay, you're up.
Hello.
562.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Don't they
very well.
Too.
How are you?
Good. This is William.
Okay. And I'll go ahead and shuffle this time. What I want, do you want a general message?
Oh, no, I had a specific question.
Okay. And tell me when to stop shuffling. I'm shuffling now. Stop.
Stop.
Okay. I'm going to divide the deck into three piles. I want you to pick from pile one, pile two, or pile three.
Pile two.
All right. Pile one or pile three? Actually,
pile
hold
three.
On. One fell out of two. I'm going with it. When cards fall out, we associate it as readers that they're kind of jumping at us or calling to us. So basically the final answer will be one or three, again, because it kind of neutralized it. One or three?
Three.
Okay. Now, this is a fairly positive reading. The first card is the Days card. Upright. 6-10 is the time it's associated with. And before I get into detail, I would just simply go into what the next two cards are.
Okay.
The next card is the Wind card. A very positive card and associated with the number, with the time, 5:30, which is the number 8, which can be, you know, quickness of winning. The third card is the 10-10 card called Hang On. And it's a kind of a funny card of a little insect hanging onto a leaf that's blowing into the wind. And the first card I see in a pretty simple way, it's about deciding or making a decision of what is a positive or negative experience from this. Basically, it's your involvement or your role in that process. The next card is, again, win, very positive.
It's win-win. You have to say it that
yes.
way. Win-win.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. I meant to say win-win. It's two wins.
Yeah. It's a win-win kind of situation where everybody wins.
Yeah. It's incredibly positive. And it, you know, it's a picture of two stick-figure men here, and they're both holding up money bags, and each one's holding one, and each one seems to be, you know, successful in this endeavor and whatever is going on. And the only thing I see as conflict in this is in the Hang On card, which means there might be some crazy stuff blowing around, but it's time for you to see how others. Let me look at this with all three cards. The thing is that, okay, I'm going to wrap this up. I know I'm kind of drifting here, but I was just sort of meditating on the cards for a second. The first card is about indecision and deciding on how this is going to be. The second card is telling me that you are going to be very successful in this. However, the Hang On card is reversed. So it's telling me that there's a slight risk of you letting go of this base, perhaps based on disbeliefs in the thoughts, beliefs, or tides and winds of others. Because when they're reversed in the Horizon Oracle deck, it means upside down. The card's upside down. I see the tide coming in almost like it's like coming in from other people, making it harder for you to hold on to that leaf. It's an insect holding on to a leaf. Now, Kevin, who created the deck, might interpret that a little different. But I was saying that it's letting go of what they think, or letting go of what burdens, and not to bother with any sort of, because the next card I drew, it's called the Posing card, but it's in reverse. So it's almost telling me it's not necessary to put up any kind of a front or to pose or to do that in any way for others. That's what I'm getting from that. Would you like to comment on that, Kevin?
Yes.
Especially the last two cards, Kevin. Hang on in reverse and posing in reverse.
And then what was the first one? Win-win?
The first one was days. So I thought indecision, okay. Then win. The next one was win. The next one was hang on in reverse. The last one was posing in reverse.
Okay, so the first one is days, and that's facing you. That's talking about... Huh?
Yeah, go.
That's talking about... It can be a good thing. Like, there is value in this thing that has happened. You just can't recognize it right now. Then the win-win card means that there are people who, like, everybody in your group, whether it's you and another individual or groups of individuals, are going to benefit from this to where everybody's going to be happy with the outcome. And then the next card is, what was it, Daniel?
Well, and here's how my interpretation was. The next card was the hang on in reverse.
So the hang on is one to where there's a thing about where it seems very iffy and that the ground isn't very secure, you know, and that you're moving to a new destination or that this thing is moving or shifting into like a new destination. And what can be compared to that is one of the defense contracts that are out there. Now that Obama is in office again, the defense industry is going to be taking a hit, people think, because they're going to start focusing on domestic issues instead of, you know, defense and abroad and you know global kind of things. That is just that the money is always out there. It's just going to pool in another place, another direction, another space that you can access and turn that into an opportunity for you also, whether it's local or global. And then what was the last card, Daniel?
And Kevin, I just want to say, as
go
of
ahead.
Course, also a reader of the Horizon Oracle, my interpretation of that was being pushed by others, and I think that was similar to what you're saying, but you said it in a different way. The forces pushing those things. But anyway, the last one was the posing in reverse, 720.
Posing in reverse. The poser is someone who is there trying to show other people that they are capable of doing this. Like, there are new technologies that are out there on the market that no one is an expert on. But there are some people who get the gist of how the technology works and that they just have to fake it, so, you know, and show that they are the go-to person for this kind of information because they're letting their intuition and their creativity support them in working solutions with this new area, device, technology, what have you. So the posing card, even with it facing away from you, can be about other people, you know, pretending like they know what they're talking about. But the thing is that it's asking you to sort of like copy them in a way to show that you know what you're talking about, even though you might feel insecure about what it is, like this whole new kind of technology. You're trying to show the world that you know everything about this. You just got to keep doing that. And
well,
it will just...
and I saw it kind of as a keep it real card, too. I mean, like they're going to do that to a degree, and they're going to, you know, pose to a degree, but I see it as, you know, it's there, and it's there, but you don't have to necessarily fake it. You can just show what knowledge you have. You don't need to do excessive things. And let's actually pull one more solution card to this. I'll let you pull this one, Kevin.
Okay. All right, it is the drawing card associated with the time 6:43. And it shows someone who's praying over a flower that looks like it has a lot of growth potential and that there's a cloud overhead and that there's one drop of rain that's falling perfectly to water this growth that they're trying to cultivate. And that the cloud is in the right place so the drop can fall on the only flower that's on the landscape and that this growth can now begin. So that's what I have drawn, and that's facing us. It's upright, as you say.
Okay.
6:43.
Now, I had a direct question, but some of what you're saying may answer, you know, a lot of what I was thinking, because that's pretty interesting.
Mm.
Here's the situation. I was approached by someone named Mohammed, who wanted to, a few weeks ago, to do a joint kind of venture with me in regards to some new type of, you know, trading system and so forth. And I said, oh, yeah, sounds great. You know, I wanted to pursue it. And that kind of has slowed down a little bit and so forth. So first of all, I want to know what's going to come of this with me and Mohammed, or is he kind of now kind of drifting away from that? And then the other had to do with, prior to him discussing that with that with me, I had a couple of choices of going back to getting an advanced degree, a PhD, or a law degree, and I'm wondering, should I pursue either of those or pursue none of those? So I'm at a, like a pivot point here, and I'm wondering what's going to be happening with certain things. So I wonder if you can help me at this point.
You want to do you? I am looking at the 944 card, and it talks about you being at a crossroads, and that you can go in any direction, whether it's with this degree, that degree, or follow Muhammad, and it will be an opportunity for you. So, if you want to, they're equal in value. So it's really that you're at a crossroads. Like you can go. The card that I'm looking at is called the Ways, W-A-Y-S. And it's associated with the time 944 and just shows that you're at a crossroads. The sun's overhead. It's a brilliant day, beautiful, that kind of thing. So you have three options. You can choose either one. Neither is perfect, and there's neither has less value, kind of thing. So wait for Muhammad to come to you, kind of thing. And then start with your degree. I feel like the law degree might be a good way to go because that would help you with networking and connecting with opportunities that are in line with what you feel like Muhammad is going in that direction also. So it would be supporting background that you would have that would be very helpful for your future.
Well, what Muhammad's doing is revolves around finance and investment trading, which is where my background's been. So I've been teaching, but I'm not able to obtain a full-time university position without a PhD, so that's why I was considering that. But then I've also always been drawn to doing, you know, like corporate law or whatever. So I've, but now Mohammed's approached me from, hey, I want you to, do you think we could work on this? It's not like it would be income-producing unless something was successful from that. In other words, he's just asking me an idea, will you work with me on it? And if something came out of it, then, you know, it would be good. But
well, I think the Mohammed deal is going to continue to be a lot of ideas because I'm looking at the 10-19 card, and my cards are associated with times of the day,
right.
And this one is 10-19, almost like 10-20 in the day, and it shows someone who's thinking about this and that. There are these little thought balloons all around their head with their eyes looking to the left. And then the thought balloons are the words of this and that and this and that and this and that. So the answer about your Muhammad thing is as you've known Muhammad, so you will continue to know him as just being an idea kind of person, but not really coming to any kind of fruition on anything. Maybe he might be just trying to get your opinion on it instead.
So you don't think we'll actually do anything and come together and produce something that we can monetize?
From what I'm seeing, looking at the cards that I am, no.
Okay.
But that's up to you to follow through with that. But from what I'm seeing in the cards, you know, and cards are as cards do.
They're a guide. They're not set in stone. They're based on what you think your path is going now. But things can change that, is what I mean. There are things that can change that, but I agree with Kevin. As they're saying is as they're saying now.
So do I pursue this teaching, or do I go in the direction of law?
Well, I'll draw one.
Okay.
A new world. This card, make preparations for changing what people expect. So it sounds like to change and to go in a new direction. One different.
Is there a globe as a statue in front of the building for the school?
For the school that I'm thinking of going to?
Yes.
I'm not sure what school. I'm trying to figure out what direction, but no, I don't know of a globe in front of it.
But it was saying to take a new direction, and it will be, because this card is about preparing for change and changing from what people expect of you.
So the A New World card that Daniel just drew, I was seeing the image of a globe in the front of like the main administration building or something like that. Or
okay. Also, Kevin, globes are often associated with schools, so maybe that's why you were getting that in general, perhaps?
No.
I'm just saying, globes are, you think of the classroom and you think of a globe.
No, I was seeing this as an actual statue mentally in front of the dean's office.
Okay.
Or the school or whatever.
Huh. Well, that's
and then you
see
may
that,
have
maybe
it,
that's a good guide.
Have it on a couple of the brochures or something from the schools that you would see a globe on the front of it as part of the artwork for the campus.
Possibly.
I'm wondering because I'm also working with this insurance guy, Roger Stone. Do you see that continuing, or am I supposed to just go a whole other way?
I'm seeing another way.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I think you brought some insight into all this, so I appreciate it because I've like in a bunch of different directions. I'm doing a couple different things, and I'm thinking of doing a different thing, and I'm just wondering, which way seems the best. I don't want to head down a road and then say, oops, I should have gone the other way.
Yeah. It can be difficult, but I would
I
say
see
watch
it
for
as
the
a
globe.
Cautious chance, but taking a chance. It doesn't mean being crazy. I'm seeing a degree of caution, though, is all I want to say. Not caution like bad. I'm not talking bad open stuff. I just mean some caution. Taking intelligent new direction is what I'm getting from this. Because the world is stable. It's Earth, and I'm getting sort of the earth wisdom of integration. Integration is planting a seed, and the wisdom of the slowness that it can sometimes take to plant a seed for a flower or a tree to grow. And that's how I'm doing that.
Yeah, law would be a totally different direction from where I have been and what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, and thank you.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and turn your microphone off. How much? We got 9 minutes, 47 seconds left. There was another 253, but I don't think they've been on yet. So here we go. 253, your microphone is on.
Hello, my name's Holly. How are you?
Hello, Holly. I love that name. I've had a friend named Holly before.
Oh, yeah?
And welcome to Main Street Universe Sunday Night Edition. And you want a general message?
Yes, please.
Okay. I will go ahead and draw from the cards. I will shuffle and tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay. I'm going to divide the deck of cards into three piles. I want you to pick from pile one, two, or three.
Three.
Okay. Two or one.
Two.
Okay. And now we know what the final one will be. It's a dark horse there. Mm-hmm. Aha. Okay. The first card I get is called the Help card. And it's reversed. It's upside down. It's associated with the time 3:47. And Kevin and I actually have two different interpretations of this card, but that's okay. We'll move on and we'll get to the other one is the Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And the final one is Intentions. And it's associated with the time 9:57. And I guess I'd like to start by saying that the Help card in reverse definitely tells me just as it is, receiving help from others. I see an opportunity here, an interesting thing. And I'm getting a degree of peacefulness in the near future from this reading. It's very
okay.
Strange. I'm trying to say this as easily as I can. I'm getting a feeling that sometime in the near future, regardless of whatever happened in the past or whatever help wasn't with you in the past, I'm seeing a learning time in the future where you become very peaceful. Because the next card is the Coast, and it's literally the card that's about becoming aware, like you're staring out the seacoast, you're on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not only are you staring at the beach, but you're becoming aware of the line between heaven and earth. I'm almost wondering whether or not this is either in the near future or now, and you're starting to think, I'm going to say it in my only way that's just coming to me, not even through the card, if you're starting to debate or think of a new path or even a new spiritual path.
Yeah.
Like you're staring off into the horizon and you're... Remember, this is kind of a general message, so...
Yeah.
It can be about different things. So are you considering something, considering the line between heaven and earth, perhaps? Or considering looking into more things, like things maybe metaphysical or just spiritual, you know, going back to church more, or engaging in a different spirit, alternative spirituality even, such as, you know, whatever, there's so many. So I'm wondering what you think about that.
Yeah, I'm very interested in all of it.
Oh, okay. So you're considering perhaps increasing, like, or in engaging in studies in different spiritual things, you know, seeing the line or going beyond, you know, the line between heaven and earth. That's what the Coast card is sort of about, the idea of when you stare out into the sea. I see it as, because I used to live on the water for a lot of my life, not like sort of California style, more East Coast style, you know, but I lived on the water and would walk out, not exactly like beachy kind of lifestyle, but I would walk out, and every time I looked out into the water, it was a fairly vast, whether it was the Susquehanna or other places of water I lived on that were vast, and you just always felt like you wondered what the possibilities were like out there, you know, out there in the big world, and that anything was possible. So I see this as a very positive reading for you, that you're looking at whatever has happened in the past or whatever help, the first one you didn't get in the past from others, you're coming to a slight peacefulness now where you may be exploring these things more. You might be taking them more seriously. Like you might start digging into, like, I don't know what your interests are, but maybe a metaphysical practice, maybe even like Wicca or something like that. I don't really know. I'm just...
Yeah.
I hear some beeping. That's the other. Sorry. There are two phones here. One with low battery. And I'm getting, maybe you're thinking of looking into spiritual things. And in one final card that came up was the intentions card.
Mm-hmm.
And it's someone sort of, you know, taking action and swinging at this thing. And it's associated with the time 9:57. And going back to the other two cards, to wrap everything up, so I'm just trying to wrap the whole thing up into one. Excuse me for that. it's almost giving me the impression that from an accidental encounter could help you with others, like some accidental encounter with others could help you find this new spiritual path. I'm getting a spiritual search from this reading. You might have other things on your mind as well. But it's telling me that you also are taking seriously looking into the sky, because another card I drew was a sky card. And so your four cards are, you like to, when you have the time or when you do, or maybe as a kid like me as a daydreamer, you like to look into the sky, you like to daydream a little bit, looking off into where the line of heaven meets the earth on the coast, regardless of whatever help didn't come from the past from your friends. So I'm wrapping it up. I see a spiritual search that will seem, in my opinion, very satisfying to you in the near future. And that's what I'm getting from this, is this universe is saying, look into the heavens more so than into the mundanes or obsessions of the earth. At least for a while. Give it a go and learn what you can.
May I just have the times again? I have 9:57, but the first two times I didn't get to write them down.
Oh, was it the help card?
Yeah.
And I already put it back in the deck, so I lost it.
Oh, that's okay. The second one, do you have that time?
The help.
Or no?
It was the help card, and it was the let's see if I had it on top here. Oh, my God. Oh, the coast. The coast.
And the intention.
The coast is 11 o'clock. Numerologically. Yeah, help and the coast.
And the intentions.
And the intentions. Help, coast, and intentions. But I shuffled them after you said that. And we only have about 30 seconds or so left, folks.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
And please listen or call in again. Bye.
You guys,
sorry, buddy, we're running out of time
my
here.
Website, templeofgaia.com, and look up the definitions for the cards later.
Of course. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
And for templeofgaia.com. Any other plugs, Kevin, quick?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, folks, here on a special Sunday night edition of Main Street Universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sorry if we didn't get to you. I'm sorry. Blessings.
Have a good one.